This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Are you a regular churchgoer? Do you teach Sunday school? Maybe you are in church leadership, a deacon, an elder, or a pastor, but are you personally connected with Jesus? We'll discuss this on today's broadcast. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. If you go to church or even serve in a church position, let me ask you, why? What is your reason or motive in going to church? Do you feel it is your family duty? Does church attendance look good on your work resume? Or do you go to church just because your parents went to church and you want to carry on the family tradition? Do you go to church for the social connections and friendships? Do you think going to church will earn you some good points with God and help you get into heaven? My point in all these questions is that there are many wrong reasons to go to church, and these are some of the wrong reasons. Church attendance is important to be sure, but make sure you first have a primary, personal faith connection with Jesus himself, and that you know for certain that if you died today, you would certainly go to heaven, and that you would know for certain why you would go to heaven. No one will earn points with God because they try to act religious, attend church, do community volunteer work, etc. The only thing that matters to God is what have you done with his Son, Jesus Christ? Have you trusted in Jesus personally? Was there a time in your life when you repented of your sin, committed your life to Jesus to believe in him and follow him because you love him and have allowed the Holy Spirit of God to make you into a new person spiritually? God made a way for all of us to be saved, and he insists that we trust in Jesus by faith to remove our sin and make us acceptable for heaven. God graciously did this for us, even though we do not deserve salvation. Here is what the Bible says in Ephesians 2:4-9. God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by the grace of God that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for all of us who are united with Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. John chapter 1 explains that by faith we can be children of God, related to God by spiritual birth. That is very personal. Here is that verse from John 1, 12 and 13. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Did you know that God has no grandchildren, only children? We are all individually responsible to God. When saved by his awesome power, we are adopted as his personal sons and daughters. Not one of us can claim the faith of our father or mother as our own. There is no such thing as a spiritual grandchild of God. We each must come to him on our own. If we do not have our own faith, then we have no faith. Even though it is the same faith as others, because it is faith in Jesus, it is not our faith until we own it in our hearts and minds. That was true for our parents, if they're Christians, and it is true for our children, and it is true for each of us. Franklin Graham, the son of evangelist Billy Graham, had to come to faith on his own, personally, even though his father was a famous evangelist. Billy Graham was once a lost sinner himself, till he heard an evangelist named Mordecai Ham preach the gospel, and Billy received Christ by faith, individually. If you have a Bible, open it now to the New Testament book of John, chapter 3. If you do not have a Bible, just listen to this passage as I read it. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So do not be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you cannot explain how people are born of the Spirit. Nicodemus asked, how are these things possible? Jesus replied, you are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you do not understand these things? I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you will not believe our testimony? But if you do not believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in the one and only Son of God. And the judgment is based on this fact. The light of God came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Then turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 1-6. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Then over in 1 Peter 3:18, we see this added note of importance. Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, to bring you to God by being put to death in the flesh and by being made alive in the Spirit. If you are merely religious, the time has come to make it real. Serve God because He is your Father and you love Him, not because you are trying to impress God with your religious service. It's time for real faith in the real God and our real Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do this today. Listen to this from Romans chapter 10. That message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and even more recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making His appeal through us. We plead with you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we would become the righteousness of God.